சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பரா. ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 12. மனோஹம் க்ருத்யுபாதானம் லிங்கமேகம் ஜடாத்மகம் அவஸ்தாத்ரயமன்வேதி ஜாயதே ம்ரியதே ததா ஜாயதே ம்ரியதே. திஸ் சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம், த லிங்க சரீரம், ஹுச் இஸ் அன் insentient principle by itself, it has got birth and death. Here birth means association with the gross body is called birth. Association of the subtle body, that linga shariram, with gross body is called birth. Dissociation of that linga shariram with this gross body is called death, maranam. So what is the real meaning of birth and death? Mortality we are talking. That maranam, jananam, maranam is nothing but once the sukshma shariram enters this body, it is called birth. Once the sukshma shariram go away from this body, dissociate from the body, it is called maranam. Association and dissociation of these two bodies, that alone is called janana maranam. Not only that, this sukshma shariram alone avasthatrayam anveti. Avasthatrayam means jagradavastha, waking state, swapna avastha, dream state, sushupti avastha, sleep state, both three of them, this sukshma shariram alone experience all the three avasthas. Avasthatrayam anveti. That mind alone is experiencing. What is the corollary we get through this? The seer number 2 alone is experiencing the jagradavastha, swapnavastha, sushupti avastha. But the seer number 3, sakshi, visualizing all the three avasthas, mind is having a gradation, partial, purna vikasa, artha vikasa, no vikasa. There is a difference at the levels of the mind. Aidi sakshi, the seer number 3, recognize the nature of that mind, which is purna vikasa manaha aham janami. அர்த்தவிகாசா மனஹ அபி அஹம் ஜானாமி. விகாச சூன்ய மனஹ அபி அஹம் ஜானாமி. I know. Because I am the witnesser, Sakshi. Therefore, I have no avastha bheda. Avastha trayam, really speaking, this avastha trayam are not there for me, the Sakshi. Because the witnesser is always away from the changes. Where there are changes are going on, all those changes are witnessed by me, the Sakshi, original nature. Therefore, I am not undergoing any change. Vikara rahitaha, avasthatraya rahitaha, avasthatraya vilakshanaha, aham, Sakshi, seer number 3. So that is the corollary we can get. Since I am avasthatraya sakshi, I am chaitanya swarupam, I am free from janana marana also. That is another corollary. I am available in 3 periods of time, in 3 avasthas. Now, what is the next step? Having arrived at from the gross level to subtle level, what we have understood, final conclusion is, what is real, what is unreal, what is satyam, what is anritam. Between these 3 seers, seer number 1, seer number 2, both are mithya, anritam, unreal, false. On what basis we can say this seer number 1, seer number 2, that sense organs and the mind, both are unreal? How can you say? The principle to make that statement, it is anritam, unreal. The law is yat trikale na tishthati tat mithya. This is the law. Yat vadhyam, that which is negatable, or which is not existing at 3 periods of time, that is mithya, unreal. Then what is satyam? Just opposite. Yat trikala abadhyam, that which you cannot negate at 3 periods of time, that is satyam, real. Therefore, the seer number 1, seer number 2, all these 2 are not available all the time. This is a sample. Avasthatrayam is a sample for us to establish that satyatvam of that sakshi. The reality of that sakshi, the consciousness, we have to establish. For that, we have to see the unreality of the seer number 1, seer number 2. In Swapna, seer number 1 is not available. Badhyam, negatable. Therefore, it is mithya. This is the law. Because if it is satyam, it must be available all the time. Only it is available in Jagrat Avastha. Sense organs are available in which avastha? Jagrat avastha alone. Only in one avastha they are available. Therefore, I cannot give the reality status to those sense organs. Therefore, they are called mithya, anritam, false. This is the condition of the seer number one, status of the seer number one. Therefore, it is unreal. Badhyam trikale na tishthati, avasthatraye na tishthati, jagradavasthayam eva bhavati, parantu svapnavasthayam sushuptyavasthayam na bhavati. Tasmat karanat anrutam iti vaktum shikyate. Therefore, I can say boldly, it is unreal. Sandehama, you also claim now easily. Then come to the seer number two. What is the status of seer number two? Same. But two avasthas it is available. That's all. One more avastha. Jagradavasthayam manaha asti. It is available. Now it is available or not? Yes. Available. Svapnavasthayam api bhavati. It is available in dream state also. But in deep sleep state, manaha asti parantu karana rupena asti. It is as though, as good as not existent. I do not know anything. Aham kinchit na avedesham. Absence of total blankness. Mind is not available in the deep sleep. Thank God. That's why we love to go to sleep. So that mind is not available in sushupti avastha. It is available only in two states, jagrat and swapna. Therefore, it is mithya, anritam, false. So, seer number one is negated. Seer number two is also negated because they are not available. Trikale apina tishthanti. Therefore, they are mithya. This we have to remember all the time. Negating sense organs, mind is not so easy. How can I negate you? Because you cannot physically remove. Intellectually alone you can understand. How can I understand intellectually? This is logic, reasonable, because it is not available all the time. Therefore, it is not a satya vastu. It cannot be a satya vastu. That is matter, inert, made up of five elements. That is a different thing. Final, ultimate statement what Shastra does. Since it is not available all the time, both of them are unreal. Trikala abadhyam sakshi, seer number three alone is satyam. Sushupti avasthayam api hinchit na avedisham iti janahati. I do not know anything. Who is illumining that? I, the consciousness. Nekinchita vedisham. I do not know anything. Who knows that? I know that I don't know. I know that I don't know. That means what? In sushupti avastha, I am there. So, jagradavasthayam api bhavami, svapnavasthayam api bhavami, sushupti avasthayam api bhavami, tasmat karanat aham trikale api tishthami. I am there in all three states. This is at micro level, vyashti level. From this point we have to supply to samashti level. Adi aparam pandrom. Now this is enough for us. So you have to go from, this is called tatvampada vichara, is highlighted in this text. Therefore we are focusing more on in the individual analysis here. Therefore, aham satyam sakshi satyam satya vastu. These sense organs and the mind, both are unreal. I am, when I claim, all this put together, I am. Only sakshi cannot come and claim, I am. Seer number two alone cannot come and claim because it is jadam, inert. That mind cannot claim, I am. sense organs alone cannot claim without the help of the mind and consciousness. Seer number one cannot claim. இப்போ நான் இருக்கேன் சொல்றதுக்கு இந்த மூணுமே இருக்கணும். எப்படி இட்லி சாம்பார் சட்னி மூணு ஒற்றுமையா இருக்குமோ அது மாதிரி இந்த மூடு அப்படியே இருக்கணும். யூ கேனாட் சே நோ நோ ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் திஸ் கிவிங் ப்ராப்ளம் மைண்ட் ஐ வில் த்ரோ திஸ் மைண்ட் ஐ வில் த்ரோ திஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் தே ஆர் மித்யா ஃபால்ஸ் யூ கேனாட் சே. Just as to put the roof, no, what they use, they use that, no, beams, no. After ceiling sets, they remove that sheets, no. That means what? You cannot say they are useless. To set the ceiling, you require them. After setting the ceiling over, what you have to do? Griha pravesham. No, 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 they are very useful. I want to keep them all the time. You cannot enter inside. So you have to remove them. Same way, we use these sense organs, we use the mind. And what do? We negate. We negate them. How do you negate? Intellectually you negate and using them and say you are false. Using the sense organs and telling you are false. See into the mirror and say to that face, eyes, sense organs, all are mithya. And tell to the mind also, oh mind, you are also mithya. You are existing because of me, the consciousness. Oh sense organs, you are functioning because of me, the consciousness. Happily I can say, this is intelligent way of using the body mind. Unintelligent people, no? They want to throw this body. They don't like this body that which gives pain. That is not the intelligent way. So what do you do? Just like this pot, clay, once you falsify the pot, there is no pot at all. Clay alone is there. So, pot is mithya, nama, rupa. Therefore, what you do? You break the pot. If you are intelligent, you will not break the pot. If you are intelligent, what you do? You falsify the pot, nama, rupa. You hold on to the truth, that is clay. And use the pot intelligently. So, therefore, an intelligent jnani is one who uses this pot. Body pot, intelligently using, making use of it and saying, you are unreal, you cannot give trouble to me, I know all your problems, you are made up of sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, you have lot of pains, pasi, daham, ellame, all shadurmis are there. Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, ellame unakada. Once you detach, attain that status, therefore perfection, total perfection at a body level, mind level is impossible. It is a misnomer. You cannot do that. Therefore intelligently make some extent pure, congenial at body level, mind level. Total health is not possible. Total 100% mental purity is impossible. You make the mind pure to such an extent, sattva guna predominant, and own up the sakshi and use this body. Otherwise, you go on struggling to purify this mind, idealistic mind. Enga kadikam? That is made up of rajoguna, tamoguna. Sleep only the aho, Swamini, and mind point here, Swamini, moving here and there. If mind is not moving, you are having problem in artham. People complain all the time, my mind is wandering, wandering, going. So to some extent you can keep the mind, but you cannot stop the mind totally because its nature is moving. So for sadhana sake, in the beginning we give japa, some extent you keep the mind focused. After you owning up your own real nature, even mind goes also, you look at the mind. Oh mind, you are going here and there. Go. You want, you go. போய் எங்க வரும், திருப்பி இங்க தான் வரும். இதுதான் ப்ராப்ளமே இருக்காது. This is what we have to reach that status. Until you reach that status, you have to use the mind. So what is the final conclusion? I am Satyam, the Sakshi. Trikala Abadhyam, Aham Satyam, Sakshi, Chaitanyam, Satyam. Seer number 3 is Satyam. Seer number 1 and 2, sense organs and the mind, both are Mithya. But why I am not remembering this? Why I have to come to Sringeri and sit in this mat and study this? Why can't I understand it in my house, sitting just like that without this text? Because of Maya. The Maya is that which is covering, not allowing us to know this seer number 1, seer number 2, or Mithya ni Ariyamale. I am taking myself as seer number 1. I am taking myself as seer number 2. And whatever problems are coming in that seer number 1 and seer number 2, I am taking those problems to me. And what happens? My tragedy story will begin. Episode 1. Episode 2, Episode 3. So therefore, Manohankriti, this is Upadanam, the material. The material is inert, Jadatmakam. In that, because of this Sakshi Chaitanyam only, this Jadatmaka Linga Shariram is sentient. This is undergoing all the three avasthas. In those three avasthas, I, the Sakshi, is avasthatraya rahitaha. I am available in three avasthas. Therefore, I am Satyam. So, this knowledge I have to establish. This has to become a convinced knowledge, a firm knowledge. Now, I should know what is that obstructing this knowledge. Why all people, every person can know this easily. Why people are not able to know? Because of ignorance, ajnana. Seer number 1, seer number 2, they do not know. They know only to use eyes. These are the sense organs. They are seer number 1, theriyad. Enna Bharati Teertha vandhi chonnada theriyum namakku. One Mahatma should come and he should tell. So because of ignorance. Why this ignorance? Shastra says, because of Maya. Because of Maya there is ignorance. Because of ignorance, person do not know this seer number 1, seer number 2 as unreal. The lack of that knowledge giving reality to the seer number 1 and seer number 2, getting the problems. So we want freedom from problems, freedom from dukkha. Therefore, what is our job now? I have to own up, claim I am the Sakshi. I cannot be other than the Sakshi and Cholana. Therefore, I have to analyze what is this Maya, how this Maya comes and how it covers this knowledge, how that ignorance takes place, why thousands and billions of people are in this ignorance. So Shastra comes and says, you study about that Maya and its nature, what it does, how it does, then you can understand easily how to own up your seer number 3. In the I, RC, OC, higher I, lower I. Therefore, Sakshi is the higher order of reality. The Sakshi and the Paramarthika Satyam. Yatu Trikala Abadhyam Tatu Paramarthika Satyam. All technical terms we have to understand, we have to note. And I can't understand Swamini, all are technical terms. I can't இது போதும் அப்படியெல்லாம் சொல்லக்கூடாது. டெக்னிக்கல் டேர்ம்ஸ் மஸ்ட், பிகாஸ் பரமார்த்திக சத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் ஹையர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி, ஹையர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் எது த்ரிகால அபாத்தியம் தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஹையர் ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி, தட் இஸ் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம். நவ் வி ஆர் இன் யூசிங் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் அண்ட் த மைண்ட், திஸ் இஸ் வியாவஹாரிக அவஸ்தா. வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் வியவஹாரா, இட் இஸ் கால்ட் வியாவஹாரிக அவஸ்தா, வியாவஹாரிக பிரபஞ்ச. இன் வியாவஹாரிக பிரபஞ்ச we are using three spheres. Yes, this is lower order of reality, because abadhyam, this jagrat avastha, is not there all the time. This vyavahara will recede, therefore vyavaharika prapancha also mithya. பரமார்த்திக சத்தியம் alone is ultimate reality, that is அபாத்தியம், higher order of reality. Now we are all in வியாவகாரிக பிரபஞ்சம், it is negatable. How can I negate this வியாவகாரிக பிரபஞ்சம்? After reading the next shloka, I will continue. Shloka number 13.
शक्तिद्वयं हि मायायाः, विक्षेपावृतिरूपकम् विक्षेपशक्तिलिङ्गादि, ब्रह्माण्डान्तं जगत्सृजेत्.
I will introduce these three orders of reality, then I will go to the word-to-word meaning. பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம், வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம், பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம், மூணு, த்ரீ ஆர்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. In these three orders of reality, Paramarthika Satyam is called higher order of reality, that which is all the time available, unnegatable, abadhyam. Abadhyam means unnegatable. This Vyavaharika Satyam, relative order of reality or lower order of reality, பரம் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம், திஸ் வியாவகாரிக பிரபஞ்ச இஸ் ஆல்சோ அன்ரியல் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் டெம்பரரி, அசாஸ்வதம், டெம்பரரி. தென் த தேர்ட் ஒன் இஸ் பிராதிபாசிகம், பிராதிபாசிக சத்தியம், தட் இஸ் ப்ரொஜெக்டட் ரியாலிட்டி, ப்ரொஜெக்டட் ஒன். Now, Paramarthika Satyam, higher order of reality, that is seer number who? Three. Sakshi. Paramarthika Satyam, et abadhyam, tat paramarthikam, tat absolute. Then, the Vyavaharika Prapancha, Vyavaharika Satyam, relative order of reality, or we can call it as lower order of reality. It is also mithya because it is not available in swapna. Enna namakku paramarthika puriyra varaku naan I swapna use pannikiren. Okay, it is not available in the swapna because when you go to dream, this prapancha is available for you. This relative world is not available. That means what? In Pratibhasika dream, projected dream, this Vyavaharika order of reality is not available. Therefore, it is mithya.
In Vyavaharika, this Pratibhasika is not available, therefore it is also Mithya. Both are excluding each other. Clear? One is Pratibhasika Satyam projected reality. It is projected by me, the dream is projected by me, therefore it is Pratibhasika. Just as I project the snake upon the rope, it is Pratibhasikam. Projected order of reality. It also has got reality. Clear though? This is because a dream body, dream thirst. What water you use? Dream water. Satyama illaya. Dreamer ki dreamer satyam. So Pratibhasika prapanchagi satyam par Pratibhasika dreamer. So the person who is dreaming, for him it is real. For whom it is unreal? For when you wake up to the waker, this dreamer is unreal. For a dreamer, dream is real. For a waker, unreal. So this dreamer is unreal. To know that from you, what you have to do? You have to wake up. Dreamer ki dream is unreal, ma. Dreamer ki dream is real. Dream unreal and cholradaki, you have to wake up. So you have to come to Vyavaharika Satyam. As long as you are in Pratibhasika Satyam, it is Satyam. Pratibhasika Swapna, it is Satyam. Satyamo Satyam. Cholave mudiyad, 70% Satyam. It is Mithya when you wake up to Vyavaharika Satyam. Like that. Idu puriyadha? Puriyadha? Adhe madri. If you want to own up this Atma Swarupam, you have to wake up from Vyava. Idu mudichidren appo idu venna. Vyavaharika to Paramarthika. No other way. As long as you are giving reality to this Vyavaharika Prapancha, lower order of reality, this world is Satyam, this body is Satyam, sense organs are Satyam, all my problems are also 24 carat gold madri, Satyam. When can I say this is Mithya? Jagat is Mithya, Shariram is Mithya, Manas is Mithya. I can say only when I wake up to Paramarthika Satyam. No other way. How to wake up to Paramarthika Satyam? Going to dream and going to sleep, waking up, how to go to this Paramarthika Satyam? Shravanam. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam alone take you to Paramarthika Satyam, absolute reality. Then alone I can say these are two or Mithya. Until that time it is an information. It is an information. Now the transformation has to come. Yes, this is the truth. Sakshi is the Satyam. Paramarthika Satyam. It cannot be Satyam. Cholanamanna, I have to do long time Shravanam. This type of enquiry I have to do. Then Paramarthika Satyam. Another important point, in Vyavaharika Satyam there is no Pratibhasika Satyam, in Pratibhasika Satyam there is no Vyavaharika Satyam. In lower order of reality there is no projected reality, in projected reality there is no lower order of reality. In Vyavaharika, Swapnathilam Vyavaharika Prapancham irukka? Kadiyad. In Vyavaharika Prapancham Swapnam irukka? Kadiyad. Both are exclusive. But Paramarthika Sakshi Brahman is available in Vyavaharika, in Pratibhasika also. Therefore, I am Paramarthika Sakshi, who is beyond these two order of realities. Therefore, I am Paramarthika. If a Pratibhasika comes, I will go. Oh, this Paramarthika goes, Pratibhasika vandavudane naan pochina enna agum? Vyavaharika vandavudane Atma gone. And again, I have to go to Paramarthika only to know the Atma. Not necessary.
You need not go to any state. You have to understand in vyavaharic interaction itself, I can claim I am paramarthika satyam available. But in dream you cannot talk. And instruments are not available. But in jagrat avastha, you are able to talk, you are able to communicate, you are able to own up because you require instrument. Brahman, I am Brahman and chollradhukku kuda, I am consciousness and chollradhukku kuda, yaaru venum? And the instrument is locus venum. Locus illana chumma irupen, avladha. Atma, atmava irupen. Idhu dhaan kashtam. நிறைய பேருக்கு ஏன் கஷ்டம் என்ன, வித்தவுட் எனி சப்போர்ட் க்ளூ யூ கெனாட் கெட் தட் பிகாஸ் அப்ட்ராக்ட் பிரம்மன் வி ஹாவ் டு கான்கிரீட்டைஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் கான்கிரீட்டைசேஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். யூ கெனாட் கான்கிரீட்டைஸ். கான்கிரீட்டைஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இன் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஐ ரெக்கக்னைஸ். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல் எக்ஸாம்பிள், யூ சீ தி கரண்ட், த எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி, த பிளக் பாயிண்ட், யூ test it, it is available. And the point la it is available, then you can know. But everywhere you cannot know, that point are only you can know. Similarly, it is like a plug point madri, it is available here to recognize. Therefore use this body of mind for what purpose? You know, only for one purpose. Aham brahmasmi enu solradhukkaga da indha vadambe. In the human life is only meant for to own up aham brahmasmi. Adi chollale anna. Now look at this. What is this? Ajnana is because of mayayaha shakti dvayam. This maya is the cause of that maya. There are two powers. Maya has got two powers. Shakti means power. Dvayam means two. Two powers it has got. What is the first one? Vikshepa avritti rupakam. Vikshepa is one power. Vikshepa means that which creates name and forms, which calls for the manifestation of the nama rupa prapancha. Vikship, to throw. To throw means that which causes, that which throws the nama and rupa. That is called vikshepa. And avritti means avaranam. Vikshepa is one type of shakti of maya. Avarana or avritti is one another type of shakti of maya. So vikshepa shakti, what this vikshepa shakti does, what is its function? And the maya nudaya shakti power moolama, and the vikshepa shakti moolama, what is the job of this vikshepa shakti? Vikshepa shakti hi lingadi brahmanda jagat srijet. This vikshepa shakti which creates, srijet means it creates. It is the cause for the creation of lingadi. Lingadi means sukshma shariram onwards up to brahmanda paryantam. Brahmanda means up to brahmaloka, whole cosmos, from the subtle to the cosmos. Brahmanda paryantam. Paryantam means up to. Up to the subtle body, gross body, five elements, the whole jagat, all these lokas, higher lokas, all this brahmanda paryantam. Anda to pinda, pinda to anda, you can take any way. Anda pinda brahmandamulu anta chaitanyamayam. So the vikshepa shakti creates all these things. How vikshepa shakti creates? That is the power of maya. Maya can never exist independently without the substance. Maya is able to create with the help of Brahman, Chaitanyam. Edavadu pannanumanna sentient thing alone can do anything. ஜடம் வஸ்து கேனாட் டு எனி திங். மாயா இஸ் ஏபிள் டு பி ஆக்டிவ், இட் கேன் பி ஆக்டிவ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சைதன்யம். தட்ஸ் ஃபார் யூ சீ இன் அவர் அதர் டெக்ஸ்ட், மாயா பிளஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஈஸ்வர. Therefore, once you want to introduce ignorance, you have to introduce Maya. Once you want to introduce Maya topic, you have to introduce the Srishti. If you want to introduce Maya, then Srishti pandrade. You want to introduce Srishti, you have to introduce Ishvara. Once you introduce Ishvara, you have to talk about Ishvara, Srishti, Maya, all these things you have to talk. Yenna inda agnanam pandra vela idella. Because of Ajnana, we have to study all these things. Study, understand. That is the meaning in the 13th shloka. Now, 14th shloka we will read. What do you mean by Srishti? Maya Vikshepa Shakti alone creates all these Nama Rupa. Then 14th verse says, what do you mean by Srishti? Creation anna enna? Beautiful shloka. See, Srishtir nama brahma roope,
Srishtir nama brahma roope,
Satchidananda vastuni,
Satchidananda vastuni,
Abdhau phenadi vat sarvam,
Abdhau phenadi vat sarvam,
நாம ரூப பிரசாரணம். வெரி சிம்பிள். சிருஷ்டி ஹி நாம, சிருஷ்டி அன்னா என்ன? அந்த பேரு, சிருஷ்டிக்கு பேரு வந்தது இல்லையா, அது என்ன? வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் சிருஷ்டி? நத்திங் பட் இட் இஸ் சர்வ நாம ரூப பிரசாரண. Sarva Nama means all the names, all the names, names are given to whom? To forms. So Nama Rupa. Sarva Nama Sarva Rupa. Prasarana means manifestation, appearance. Manifestation of name and form alone is called Srishti. Sarva Nama Prasarana Srishtihi. Upon whom? You must have a locus. So, in the desk, this is a desk, is a Nama. Desk is, has got a form. This Nama and Rupa must have a substance. Substance illavale carpenter cannot do this desk. So what is the substance of this desk? Wood. Without wood, no carpenter can make any desk or table. So therefore, Nama Rupa, the desk Nama Rupa, is dependently existing upon what? Wood. வுட் எப்படியோ அதே மாதிரி இந்த ஹோல் சர்வ நாம பிரபஞ்சம் ஈஸ் அப்பான் த சச்சிதானந்த வஸ்துனி. சத் அண்ட் சித், எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட் பிரின்சிபல் சச்சித் ஆனந்த. இப்படி இருக்கு, சத் சித் ஆனந்த, ஆல் தீஸ் த்ரீ புட் டுகெதர். Sat means existent, principle, Chit means consciousness, and Ananda means Sukha Swarupam, Anantam, infinite. Vastuni, upon that substance, upon that Brahman, these all names and forms are manifesting. Really speaking, there is no desk other than wood. There is no form other than wood. Wood alone is appearing in the form of desk. Thread alone appearing in the form of cloth. Therefore,
பிரம்மன் அலோன் அப்பியரிங் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம். சத் சித் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்மா அலோன் அப்பியரிங் இன் த நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம். First lesson. What is the second lesson? Desk and name and form are unreal. The weight of the wood is the weight of the desk. Yes, the weight of the wood is weight of the desk. It has no independent substantiality of its own. Desk do not have any substantiality of its own. Independent existence is not there for a desk. Wood substantiality alone is the desk substantiality. Therefore, desk is unreal. There is a desk also, there is wood also. So, enna pannanum? You take the desk, I take the wood. Enna? If pot is also real, clay is also real. Enna? Adhu venda, chain better, gold. Gold is also real, chain, ornament, nama, rupa also real. Rundume real. You can take it separately. Can you take the chain separately from the gold? You cannot take. Because gold alone is appearing in the form of chain. Therefore this chain, nama and rupa. Vacharambhanam vikaro நாமதேயம் ஸ்வர்ணமேவ சத்யம். அங்க பாட்டுல மிருத்திகா ஏவ சத்யம், வுட் ஏவ சத்யம். இதுல வுட் சத்யம், அதுல கிளே சத்யம், இதுல கோல்டு சத்யம். அதுல இந்த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட்ல எது சத்யம்? பிரம்மன் சத்யம். நாமரூப ஜகத் மித்யா. ஏன்னா இந்த நாம ரூபா கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி வித்தவுட் த பிரம்மன் சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியாலிட்டி. த சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியாலிட்டி த வஸ்து த ரியாலிட்டி கோஸ் டு சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் சப்ஸ்ட்ராட்டம். தட் இஸ் ஓன்லி பிரம்மன். தெர்ஃபோர் இஸ் எ சச்சிதானந்த வஸ்துனி. ஹி கிவ்ஸ் அனதர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹியர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் அப்தௌ பேனாதிபத், அப்தி மீன்ஸ் இன் த ஓஷன் there lot of foam, waves, bubbles, lot of are coming from that. You are giving so many names, big wave, small wave, foam, bubbles, all these names and forms, what is their substance? Water. So all these names and forms, foam, bubble, all this vapor, all these names, depending on whom? For their existence, they are depending on water, substratum. Similarly, our all nama rupas are also depending on whom? Brahman, consciousness, existent principle. So therefore, nama rupa is mithya. If my name and form is real or unreal? Not my name and form, you tell your name and form. அப்படி சொல்லிக்கோங்க. Yeah, you should not show hand to me. You are not showing. So, ellarum ipdi solli, my name and form anna, CR number 1 and 2. CR number 1 and 2 is mithya. CR number 3 is satyam. So, adha sachidananda vastu sakshi. CR number 3 is satyam. My real nature, upon me, seer number 1 and seer number 2, sarvanamam, naman rupam are superimposed. யாரு பண்ற இந்த வேலைன்னு? மாயாவனுடைய விக்ஷேப சக்தி பண்றது. ஏன் பண்றது? என்ன? ஆவரணத்தினால் பண்றது. ஆவரணம் என்ன என்ன? Next shloka, he says.
அந்தர்த்ருக்த்ருஷ்யயோர்வேதம் பஹிஷ்ச ப்ரஹ்ம ஸர்கயோ ஆவ்ருணோத் ஆவ்ருணோத்ய பராசக்திஹ
சா சம்சாரஸ்ய காரணம்.
சம்சாரஸ்ய காரணம் கிம், வாட் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரம். சம்சாரம் மீன்ஸ் லிமிடேஷன், ஜனன மரண அண்ட் ஆல் லிமிடேஷன், அதிருப்திகரத்வம், பந்தகத்வம், துக்க மிஸ்ரிதத்வம், ஆல் புட் டுகெதர் சம்சாரம். வாட் இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் சம்சாரம்? தட் இஸ் அந்தர் திருக் திருஷ்யயோஹோ பேதம். We do not know that because antaha means inside, drik drishya, seer number 1, seer number 2, both are drishyam from the standpoint of seer number 3. Seer number 3 is what? Drik, drik title, adhu marakka koodadhu book title. Drik, I am the sakshi. Drishyam, seer number 1, seer number 2. This bheda is covered by avrunoti apara shakti. That vikshepa shakti is because of avarana shakti, veiling. This avarana shakti, the power of avarana is to cover, to veil. Apara shakti means avarana shakti, other one. Apara shakti means the other power. விக்ஷேப சக்திக்கு அதர் பவர் என்ன? ஆவரண சக்தி. அதர் பவர் இஸ் ஆவருணோதி, கவர்ஸ். ஆவரண சக்தி கவர்ஸ் த ட்ரூத். சீயர் நம்பர் 1, சீயர் நம்பர் 2 ஆர் 1, அண்ட் சீயர் நம்பர் 3 இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். திருஷ்யம் திருக், திருக் திருஷ்யோஹோ அந்த. திஸ் திருஷ்யம் அண்ட் திருக் வேர் ஆர் தே? பஹி ஆர் இன்னர், இன்சைட். தட்ஸ் வாட் அந்த திருக் திருஷ்யோஹோ. Bhedaha means difference. இது this avarana shakti covers. That bheda it covers. அதுக்கு ஓப்பன் பண்ணணும்னு என்ன பண்ணணும்? ஸ்ருங்கேரி வந்து இங்கே மட்டத்தில் உட்கார்ந்து கிளாஸில் உட்கார்ந்து அந்த ஆவரணம் கவர் ரிமூவ் பண்ணணும். அதர்வைஸ் இஃப் ஐ சிட் இன் சென்னை, ஆவரணமோ ஆவரணம். ஆவரணோதி, சரி, இன்சைடு இது ஆவரணம். வாட் அபவுட் அவுட் சைடு? அது கூட மித்யாதான. பஹிஹி பிரம்ம சர்க்கயோஹோ, திஸ் ஆவரண சக்தி இஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி அட் த இண்டிவிஜுவல் லெவல், வெஸ்டி லெவல். திஸ் ஆவரண சக்தி ஃபங்க்ஷன் அட் த டோட்டல் லெவல். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் டூ? ஹியர் திருக் திருஷ்யம் எப்படியோ, தேர் பிரம்ம சர்க்க கிரியேஷன். சர்க்க மீன்ஸ் கிரியேஷன். அப்பான் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹியர் திருக், தேர் பிரம்மன். இந்த திருக் வெஸ்டி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்ல திருக் எப்படியோ, சமஷ்டி ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்ல இட் இஸ் ஈக்குவல்லி பேரலல் ஈக்குவல் டு பிரம்மன். அங்கே பிரம்மன். இங்க சிருஷ்டி எப்படியோ சர்க்கா சமஷ்டி லெவல், ஹியர் திருஷ்யம். சீயர் நம்பர் 1, சீயர் நம்பர் 2. அங்கே திருஷ்யம் ஆர் ஈக்குவல் டு சீயர் நம்பர் 1, சீயர் நம்பர் 2 ஆஃப் இண்டிவிஜுவல். திருக் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வெஸ்டி, திருக் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு சமஷ்டி Brahman. They are covered by avarana shakti. Whose power? Maya power. More in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஃ. ஹரி ஓம்.